Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the spirit of yesterday's call, gratitude, I wanted to start the morning off just by saying I sure do, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate and I'm thankful for each of you on the line for getting on the call in the morning, starting your day off right, being people who are committed to achieving more, doing more, having more, blessing more people in your lives. You are truly diamonds in the rough, and I appreciate you. I'm also so grateful for my good friend Bill, who brings just a breadth of knowledge and wisdom and depth to the call that we could have in no other way. So, Bill, I just want to thank you for being the incredible person you are, and thank you also for joining us on the call each morning. You really add a lot of value to what we're doing here. I appreciate you. Now, what I want to do is just quickly go through, and I want to get to the second part of the call because we've got, Sybil and I have some good things to talk about in the way of relationship building, but chapter 11 of the book, Science of Getting Rich, is a great lead-in to what we're going to be talking about, and it's entitled Acting in the Certain Way. Thought is the creative power or the impelling force which causes the creative power to act. Thinking in a certain way will bring riches to you, but you must not rely upon thought alone, paying no attention to personal action. That is the rock upon which many otherwise scientific thinkers meet shipwreck, the failure to connect thought with personal action. We have not yet reached the stage of development, even supposing such a stage to be possible, in which a person can create directly from formless substance without nature's processes or the work of human hands. A person must not only think, but his personal action must supplement his thought. By thought, you can cause the gold in the hearts of the mountains to be impelled toward you, but it will not mine itself, refine itself, coin itself into double eagles and come rolling along the roads, seeking its way into your pocket. Under the impelling power of the Supreme Spirit, people's affairs will be so ordered that someone will be led to mine the gold for you. Other people's business transactions will be so directed that the gold will be brought toward you, and you must so arrange your own business affairs that you may be able to receive it when it comes to you. Your thought makes all things, animate and inanimate, work to bring you what you want, but your personal activity must be such that you can rightly receive what you want when it reaches you. You are not to take it is charity, nor to steal it. You must give every man more in use value than he gives you in cash value. The scientific use of thought consists in forming a clear and distinct mental image of what you want, in holding fast to your purpose to get what you want, and in realizing with grateful faith that you do get what you want. Try not to project your thought in any mysterious or occult way with the idea of having it go out and do things for you. That is wasted effort and will weaken your power to think with sanity. The action of thought in getting rich is fully explained in preceding chapters. Your faith and purpose positively impress your vision upon formless substance, which has the same desire for more life that you have, and this vision received from you sets all the creative forces at work in and through their regular channels of action, but directed toward you. It is not your part to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do with that is to retain your vision, stick to your purpose, and maintain your faith and gratitude. But you must act in a certain way so that you can appropriate what is yours when it comes to you and so that you can meet the things you have in your picture and put them in their proper places as they arrive. You can really see the truth of this. When things reach you, they will be in the hands of others who will ask an equivalent for them, and you can only get what is yours by giving the other person what is rightfully his. Your pocketbook is not going to be transformed into a Fortunata's purse, which shall be always full of money without effort on your part. This is the crucial point in the science of getting rich, right here, where thought and personal action must be combined. There are very many people who consciously or unconsciously set the creative forces in action by the strength and persistence of their desires, but who remain poor because they do not provide for the reception of the things they want when it comes. By thought, the thing you want is brought to you. By action, you receive it. Whatever your action is to be, it is evident that you must act now. You cannot act in the past, and it is essential to the clearness of your mental vision that you dismiss the past from your mind. You cannot act in the future, for the future is not here yet, and you cannot tell how you will want to act in any future contingency until that contingency has arrived. Because you are not in the right business or the right environment now, do not think that you must postpone action until you get into the right business or environment. And do not spend time in the present taking thought as to the best course in possible future emergencies. Have faith in your ability to meet any emergency when it arrives. If you act in the present with your mind on the future, your present action will be with a divided mind and will not be effective. Put your whole mind into present action. Do not give your creative impulse to original substance and then sit down and wait for results. If you do, you will never get them. Act now. There is never any time but now, and there never will be any time but now. If you are ever to begin to make ready for the reception of what you want, you must begin now. And your action, whatever it is, must most likely be in your present business or employment and must be upon the persons and things in your present environment. You cannot act where you are not. You cannot act where you have been, and you cannot act where you are going to be. You can only act where you are. Do not bother as to whether yesterday's work was well done or ill done. Do today's work well. Do not try to do tomorrow's work now. There will be plenty of time to do that when you get to it. Do not try by occult or mystical means to act on people or things that are out of your reach. Do not wait for a change of environment before you act. Get a change of environment by action. You can so act upon the environment in which you are now as to cause yourself to be transferred to a better environment. Hold with faith and purpose the vision of yourself in the better environment, but act upon your present environment with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind. Do not spend any time in daydreaming or castle building. Hold to the one vision of what you want and act now. Do not cast about seeking some new thing to do or some strange, unusual, or remarkable action to perform as a first step toward getting rich. It is possible that your actions, at least for some time to come, will be the same ones you have been performing for some time past. But you are to begin now to perform these actions in the certain way which will surely make you rich. If you are engaged in some business and feel that it is not the right one for you, do not wait until you get into the right business before you begin to act. Do not feel discouraged or sit down and lament because you are misplaced. No one is so misplaced that he cannot find the right place, and no one is so involved in the wrong business that he cannot get into the right business. Hold the vision of yourself in the right business with the purpose to get into it and the faith that you will get into it and are getting into it, but act in your present business. Use your present business as the means of getting a better one, and use your present environment as the means of getting into a better one. Your vision of the right business, if held with faith and purpose, will cause the supreme power to move the right business toward you, and your action, if performed in a certain way, will cause you to move toward the business. If you are an employer or wage earner and feel that you must change places in order to get what you want, do not project your thoughts into space and rely upon it to get you another job. It will probably fail to do so. Hold the vision of yourself in the job you want while you act with faith and purpose on the job you have, and you will certainly get the job you want. Your vision and faith will set the creative force in motion and bring it toward you, and your action will cause the forces in your own environment to move you toward the place you want. In closing this chapter, we will add another statement to our syllabus. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He must form a clear mental picture of the things he wants, and hold this picture in his thoughts with a fixed purpose to get what he wants, and the unwavering faith that he does get what he wants, closing his mind to all that may tend to shake his purpose, dim his vision, or quench his faith. so that he may receive what he wants when it comes. A person must act now upon the people and things in his present environment. And I'll just add a quick comment here, and then I want to kind of jump into the discussion. You know, last few years, as I've been endeavoring in the network marketing industry, I didn't have the perfect business model. I truly didn't. I had business models, you know, different companies that, looking back, I can see were flawed in many ways. But I'll tell you one thing that I have done over the past few years is, despite not having the perfect skill sets, despite not knowing how to deal with people, despite not having the perfect business model, I acted according to the best thinking at the time, and I moved forward. And you know what's amazing? As I'm reading this chapter, I'm looking at what's happening in my life, and exactly what he says in this chapter has been happening in my life. The perfect business model has been brought to me. Business relationships. Bill's a great example, just an incredible person. Many of you on this call are the same. But Bill, incredible guy, broad background in business and national training and speaking, and Bill came into my life. And lots of things like this are happening, but one of the reasons, I believe, is because despite not having the perfect business, despite not having the skill sets, I acted and I moved forward in a major definite way, and these things have been brought into my life. So, you know, message of the day, action. But the other message is acting in a certain way. You know, that's one of the differences. You can take act. One person can take action. Another person can take action. And person A will achieve better results than person B. Why? Because person A is acting in the certain way. Is acting in the certain way that's causing those riches. They're thinking in the certain way and they're acting in the certain way. So one of the critical areas that we can act in the certain way that will bring riches to us in the network marketing industry is acting in a certain way as far as relationship building. How do we talk with people? How do we work with people? How do we develop relationships in the certain way that is certain to produce riches? And Bill, my friend, are you with me on the line?
I'm right here, Paul.
I would love to hear your thoughts, you know, on what we've covered, or, you know, how do you act in that certain way in the area of relationship building to bring riches into your life as a home-based business owner?
Well, you know, Paul, I'll answer that question in a second. That was Wallace Waddles you were reading from, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I must admit, I believe he did come to some of my action step training courses that I used to teach. Because
yeah,
that's exactly.
He, back in the early 1900s. You've been around a long time, man. Wow.
I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, when I talked about action steps with everybody, you defined it. I mean, oh my gosh, Wally Waddles, and you really defined it today. You changed my day because, wow, that was... As a matter of fact, is there any way you can copy and paste that? Or are you reading from a book, or is that an online script, or what?
You can download the ebook for free, and I'll send you a copy of the whole book, and you can just go to chapter 11, and you've got it.
Would you do that for me, please? Because
absolutely,
that action step taking is exactly what I used to teach, and I really like what you just read. That's great stuff. To answer your question from prior or before, as far as relationships and building relationships and going out and doing your business today, act today. You can't do anything about yesterday. You can do something about tomorrow. My old saying is, the work you do not do today, in other words, the things you do not do today, you'll be losing tomorrow. So if you don't do it today, you lose tomorrow too, because what you set up for today will just be reinvigorated tomorrow. So anything you decide not to do, or you sit down in front of the TV, or you go read something that has nothing to do with your business, then you're just giving up on the day. You're giving up on the people. How do we create the relationship? How do we better ourselves? How do we go out and meet people and create those strong relationships? We do it by serving others. Everybody can be great. Everybody can be great. We all have the ability, because anybody conserve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Martin Luther King, Jr. We are prone to judge success by the index of our salaries. What have I said all along? Success comes from within first. Matter of fact, Rick brought that up and said that, but I've been saying that for a long time as well. Success comes from within first. You must learn to use 100% of your talents. You know, when you work for somebody else, you're only using 25% of yourself under their structure. They're telling you what to do, and then you're helping them to make more money. If you want to help yourself make more money, now all of a sudden you have to use 100% of yourself. Always easy to do. So we are prone to judge success by the index of our salaries or the size of our automobiles rather than by the quality of our service and relationship to humanity. I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Today's your day. By the way, that's Mahatma Gandhi that spoke those words. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. And everybody knows Mother Teresa said that. Let me read that again. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. Just go talk to those people today. Action today. Working today, not sitting in front of the TV, not fumbling your fingers, not going and making yourself more food if you work out of your house like I do, not going for a joyride, not going out shopping. No, sit at your desk, pick up the phone, feel the fear, and do it anyway. And once you start promoting love and looking for needs and asking what that person needs and helping that person to or creating need for that person, creating desire for that person. Once you show that person that you truly care, find common ground with them, then you can promote whatever it is you're promoting. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. That's Mother Teresa. Our greatest duty and our main responsibility is to help others. But please, if you can't help them, would you please not hurt them? Dalai Lama. Now, I wanted to talk about something else today, too. I was very fortunate back when I was the victim of a carjacking event in 1996. Where I was left for dead, and jaw was broken in three places, my back was broken in three places, and I had two, and at the time I was dating somebody, and she left me, and because I was, you know, really in bad shape, and probably the worst time to leave somebody that you care about, and I had two of the most amazing beings on earth with me. They were two Labradors, and they were the loves of my life, and I just want to read this today in memory and honor of them because it's so powerful and it's about unconditional love. But if a dog were your teacher, these are some of the lessons you might learn. When loved ones come home, always run to greet them. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride. Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. When it's in your best interest, practice obedience. Let others know when they've invaded your territory. Take naps, stretch before rising, run romp and play daily, thrive on attention, let people touch you, avoid biting when a simple growl will do. On warm days, stop to lie on your back on the grass. On hot days, drink lots of water and lay under a shady tree. When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. No matter how often you're scolded, don't buy into the guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends. This all applies, everybody. Delight in the simple joy of a long walk. Eat with gusto and enthusiasm. Stop when you have had enough Be loyal. Never pretend to be something you're not. If what you want lies buried, dig until you find it. When someone's having a bad day, be silent. Sit close by and nuzzle them gently. Paul, relationships, they're really all about us and how we approach ourselves. And, you know, we've had a lot of new people join this call, and we're going to have to go back and reiterate things over and over again. But it's important that every time we do talk about these things that people realize that we're only reiterating these things, even if they know them by heart, because new people are joining the call all the time. And it's important when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you look into yourself. You look into your heart, and you realize who you are and the abilities that you have. And then you want to, you know, let those abilities permeate from your body. You know, get those things out. Let people know that you love them, that you care about them, that you're concerned about them, that you'll do whatever it takes to help them. Find out their needs and see if you can help. Be their friend. Be loving towards them. And you'll attract people. Positive energy attracts positive energy. And what misery loves company. Paul, it's all yours, my friend.
Bill, as always, a pleasure, and wow, I got a lot of value out of those wonderful words of wisdom that you've shared with us, and a few things stuck out to me as you were talking, and I want to touch on just a couple. First, before I do that, I want to give everyone one piece of advice that I learned from a mentor of sorts. My first network marketing company that I was in 7 years ago, I worked for 12 months and didn't make any money. And many of you might listen to that and think, wow, what a failure, you know? But, you know, it wasn't a failure for many different reasons, but I'll share with you one reason it wasn't a failure. The one of the co-founders of that company 7 years ago planted a nugget of thought in my head that has been a tremendous benefit for me as I've moved forward in my life. And this is the nugget of thought that he put in my head. He said this one simple statement: become a student of human nature. That's all he said. He said, if you do nothing else in life, become a student of human nature. I remember those words. I remember sitting in that room like it was yesterday and hearing those words and thinking, become a student of human nature. Really? Wow. Yeah, if I can learn what people are like, then I can learn to relate with them and care about them and impact them and influence them. And a couple of things that I've learned as I have been a student of nature: people like to feel important. People like to talk about themselves along those lines. People like to feel important. If you ask people questions and you listen, you really listen and with an empathetic ear and act interested. I mean, maybe you're not so interested, but just act interested. You know, when you're talking to people, get in the habit of when they say something, you know, really? Wow, tell me more about that. You know, or hey, tell me about yourself. You know, and just be interested and be excited and be enthused. People love that because you know how rare it is that someone will come along and actually listen to you? It's incredibly rare. So if you do that in your prospecting and your relationship building, people are going to love you. It's human nature. It's a fundamental law. It's a fundamental principle. Bill talks about this one a lot. People like to be loved. They really do. And you know, how do we show love? We listen. We ask questions. We be interested. We be enthused about what people are telling us. So just a real powerful principle there. Become a student of human nature. And a couple of things Bill mentioned that I just want to reiterate on or elaborate on. You know, Bill says when we get into business for ourselves, we have to learn to use 100% of ourselves, and our income will be based upon the quality of service in relationship to humanity. We now have to learn to provide value to the marketplace and to the customer base in return for the money that we're requesting from the marketplace. And one thing that he said that was very profound, he said, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. And in our day of technology and internet and all this stuff, people get so caught up in, oh, I need to figure out how to influence the masses, and I need to figure out how to, you know, recruit thousands of people through social media and autoresponders and websites and blah, 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 blah. But guys, you know what? network marketing, the model of network marketing is about a large group of people engaging in a consistent activity over time, producing exponential results. And how important is one person? How important is what? They're incredibly important. You know, there's an ancient scripture that says the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. I believe that. Okay, so influencing one person on a daily basis, can you get out and take action today and find one person that you can listen to and show love towards and show compassion towards? And if you do that, is there a really high chance that they're going to maybe be open to listening to you when you say, hey, I know this might be kind of a long shot, but I ran across something that looks, you know, really like it could be a tremendous financial blessing in my life. Would you be open to taking a look at it? If you've shown love and you've listened and you've taken an interest in that person, guys, the chances are through the roof that they're going to listen to what you have to say. So as Bill also mentioned, pick up the phone, feel the fear and do it anyway. And you know what? If you feel the fear and do it anyway, it's going to be very, very, you're going to, in a very short amount of time, that fear is going to disappear as you realize there's nothing to be afraid of. These people are people just like you. They have hopes. They have dreams. They want to provide for their families. They want to do great things with their lives. They're just like you. And in picking up the phone and learning how to relate with people, there's nothing to fear in that. Now, of course, I felt fear when I first started. You'll feel fear when you first started, but I love what Bill says. Pick up the phone, feel the fear, do it anyway, plow through it, love people, improve as you move forward, and pretty soon you're going to get to a point where on a daily basis you're truly impacting lives in a positive manner. And you know, you're getting emails like DJ on the call sent me an email last week with a picture of him snowmobiling with his kids. And he says, Paul, I just want you to know that you're helping average people like me be able to spend more time with my family. I mean, how powerful is that, guys? I mean, that's what this industry of network marketing is all about. And you know, you're going to have experiences like that if you can, you know, just learn from each other, learn from us as we're learning from you. And we're going to make a huge, huge, huge impact in the people around us. So anything you want to add, Bill, here before we close out the call?
I just want to say, Paul, you know, for those of you out there, you know, when I came off narcotics and recovering from all the, you know, broken parts of my body and whatnot, basically 2010, from 96 to 2010, and I had tremendous fear picking up the phone because I was lacking in self-confidence. I was lacking in a lot of areas because I just hadn't really worked. I'd spent the last 15 years, or up to then anyway, 14 years of recovery and dealing with, you know, my own personal stuff. And forgiving, too, forgiving my attackers. That was huge. That was as big as the recovery. And all I can say is that I had tremendous fear picking up the phone. It was really difficult. But then, you know, my brother said something to me. He's 5 years older than I am. And he said, Bill, you're the nicest guy I know. And it brought tears to my eyes. I get choked up now even thinking about it. He said, you are the nicest, most genuine, most loving guy I know. Just use it. That's all he said. And he's not in network marketing. He's a yoga teacher in Arlington, Massachusetts, and he owns his own place. And so when he said that, I just decided, you know, okay, I'll start calling people and I'll just use what I know. And within literally a few minutes of just talking to people and asking them questions and then hearing them talk about things that I've experienced, immediately we had something in common, and the rest is history. I mean, I was just telling Paul the other day, you know, I have friends in Scotland. I've never been to Scotland, but I have friends in Scotland. I have friends in London. I have friends in Japan. I have friends all over this world thanks to network marketing. Great friends. I mean, sharing family stories and sharing all kinds of things. I mean, when I get back to making big bucks again here soon, probably within the next 6 to 8 months, I'm going to start traveling and visiting all these friends. I mean, they've invited me to spend time at their homes. I mean, that's good friendship there, and that's something you don't get unless you work for an international company and work with these folks. But when you create these kinds of relationships, I mean, that beautiful thing happens. And you know, a friend of mine recently, when I drove across the country from California to Florida, a friend of mine says, "Well, geez, why don't you just call some of your buddies? You could probably stay at a friend's house in every state in this country." And I started to think about that. And I thought, holy cow, you're right. Along I-70, there are every single state I could stay at a friend's house across this country. That's what network marketing has done for me. So pick up the phone, call people, use your love, show them interest, find out what their needs are, and then share. That's it, Paul.
All right. Well, I love it. Everyone, thanks for being on the call. Let's take the message today and realize that we can't do anything about the past. There's no use dwelling upon it. Today is the day, the only day we have. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow, so don't worry too much about tomorrow. Let's just get out there today, and let's take this beautiful gift that we have right within our hands, as you know, on Christmas morning with all these beautifully wrapped presents, and we reach down and pull one out, and it's got shiny wrapping paper and a bow on it. That's what we have today. We have a gift, and what's inside is up to you. Love you guys. Make it a great day. See you back here tomorrow morning.